A show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I don't think the out-of-towners are going to be too excited and ready for this. That's all I know.
And of course, we can count on Ashley to keep them in shape.
Get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all.
Here they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all.
They don't get into a bowl. It's a disaster. It can't break. You
catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Welcome into the Dam Sports Show here on 1430. Hello and welcome into the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. We'll see 11 games in the span of 10 games, or we'll see 11 games. In the span of 10 games, or 10 games in the span of 11 days, excuse me, away from the friendly confines of American Family Field. And here in just a few moments, we'll have Jason Wilde talk a little Packers. Want to get his take on the new athletic director there in Wisconsin over there in Madison. And then it is Wednesday, so we'll have a little over-under to round out our show today. But before that, we do have now the great Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 a.m. until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. And you can read all of his written work under the Packers tab on channel3000.com. Dobes, go ahead.
Oh, yes. Jason, how was your weekend? Busy weekend. You know, there's a lot of events going on. One really important one, I know you might not have been watching fireworks here or wherever you were, but there were some love fireworks in New York. Did you keep up with the royal wedding?
I did not, actually. I was not invited. Hey, the echo's back. Excellent.
Dang it.
I did not watch it or whatever news came out of it. It seemed like I don't know, like I'll tell everyone about it, which I was kind of like, I don't know, like are there rules for this sort of thing?
That's what I was thinking too.
I mean, we got married a long time ago now. We celebrated our 17th wedding anniversary. Couple weeks ago, there's no like we didn't have any rules about phones or what you could post on social media. Dean Blandino was not there, so I don't know what the rules were for them. I saw some guy, I don't even know who the guy was like doing play by play on social media.
See,
I don't.
Awesome. I just really want to see your dress.
Yeah, I'm just much more of a fan of keeping your if that private. But I guess when you have it at Madison Square Garden with 1,000 people, kind of hard to contain the messaging. So congrats to them, and I look forward to Taylor's next tour because Sydney is a Swiftie, Maddie not as much, but I'd like to get her to a concert the next time she's on tour.
Love it. Same. I want to go as well. So, Wally.
All right, let me know, and we'll. Okay. Wally's making the big bucks, so he can buy the tickets.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that sounds great. I'm sure the $5,000 Sphere tickets. That's probably an undersell of what's going to be next year too. You guys are on your own. Good luck, Jason.
Thank you. And by the way, great job, and thank you for sending the video from the DailyDodge.com. Great job in the parade, bro.
I did. Okay. I passed the test to you.
Yeah, absolutely. You did. Like, again, first of all, the fact that you're in the parade, like that's really all that matters. Like whether or not your waving is on point or, you know, people appreciate what a colossal celebrity you are. Like none of that matters. You're in the parade. You're in the club. That to me once you're in the parade, anything else is beyond that is gravy, man. So bravo to you. Well done. I'm proud of you, and I'm hoping that someday I'll get an invite to a parade again because it's been a while.
I'll even extend it right now. If you want to be a part of a parade next year, I will cozy on over. I'll be your passenger princess. You can drive the car if you want to come down here.
I definitely don't want to drive.
Okay.
Like, it seems to me that that's kind of a risky deal. Like, there's too much pressure. Like, I don't want some, you know, kid running out out of the crowd and onto the parade route. Like, I don't want to risk it. So I definitely want to walk and wave. That's kind of my jam, and that's where I'm at on it.
Man of the people right here. You're the voice of the people, too. We get to hear you this week on Monday, getting to introduce the great land of Wisconsin to their new athletic director over there in Sean Eichhurst. Jason, I'm curious, with that conversation that you guys did have on Monday, was it just kind of that generic introduction where you really don't learn all that much, or did you come away with a strong first impression one way or another?
No, I came away with a very positive first impression. Now, I know Sean a little bit, not super well, mostly by reputation. I was very appreciative that he came on. And obviously with Tausch's connection to the university as the color analyst on the radio, like, I understand why we got the opportunity, and I'm appreciative for it. What's really crazy is that Sean texted us afterwards to thank us for having him on. I'm like, okay, you're like, what can I say except you're welcome, as they would sing in Moana. But we were really the ones that were happy to have him. And look, remember, I'm an old newspaper guy. That's where most of my career was spent still, although I've been on the airwaves of ESPN Wisconsin now for 23 years and a full-time teammate for almost 18. But, like, I still have to be critical. And if, you know, we really liked Mac, Tauscher's his teammate, but I don't think I ever pulled any punches on that. I mean, if he deserved criticism, and certainly there were things about it that he did, I was not afraid to do that, and I delivered it. So when I look at kind of where the athletic department is, everything I heard from Sean Eichhorst was the stuff that I wanted to hear, right? I wanted to hear him say that we need to be more, you know, proactive, and that the people who are putting money in want to touch the program. They want to be part of it. And so I think that was a weakness of Chris McIntosh. I wanted to hear him say that he cares about the input of Barry Alvarez. That doesn't mean he's going to do everything that Barry tells him to do. He's not going to be some sort of shadow athletic director, but I think he learned a lot. I love the fact that he talked about how he got knocked on his ass with how things went at Nebraska. But to me, the most important thing, and I think the thing that Badgers fans should care most about, is that we're talking about a guy who went to Texas, was the number two guy, did a lot of the day-to-day work. And yes, Texas is going to have more money than Wisconsin is. But I think the lessons he learned there, for all those fans, including our good buddy Riley Yauch, who were calling it a meh hire and had their reservations about it, I think the most important thing is, if he hadn't spent that time at Texas during the NIL era, then maybe I'd have a different attitude. But I think he was he looks like, to me, the exact type of person they needed to hire. Someone who's been through the NIL wars with a have instead of the have-nots, but still has plenty of institutional knowledge about Wisconsin. And I think people forget this. Like, he's a Wisconsin guy, but he also knows how to handle crisis management. Like, he went to Miami in the aftermath of that Nevin Shapiro
scandal,
train wreck. That was a scandal, no doubt. And you know, one of my best friends was part of the reason for it. Charles Robinson was at Yahoo at the time, and he was the one who did a lot of the reporting on that. He's Sidney's godfather.
Get out.
That was a very difficult place to go in the aftermath of that. And Sean Eichhorst got a lot of credit for being able to handle that and navigate that. And things are not always going to be. I'm driving on 172 right now to pick up Sid, take her from volleyball practice to gymnastics practice. And I am looking at a very dark sky with a thunderstorm rolling in from the west. And that's exactly what he took over at Miami and navigated that pretty impressively. So I would say that he made a very good first impression on me. But again, as he said, and I think this is the most important thing, and then I'll stop rambling. As he said, talk is cheap. It's about action. And now he's in the position to take action, and he's got to do his job.
Jason, well, first of all, you can't see because you're driving right now. You got a quiet clap from Dobes and snaps from me, spinning that all the way around with the dark clouds coming in. That was that's why you're a storyteller right here, Jason. But follow up for you on that, just because I'm interested. Tell me if I'm crazy with this, but the way college football has evolved with NIL and the portal and all this, it feels much more almost like with the imbalance of Major League Baseball, where there isn't that salary cap. There is the haves and the have-nots that you were alluding to. When you are potentially closer to that have-nots than you are to the true haves of college football, how much can an athletic director truly do when it really does, it feel like boiled down to money in football? And it doesn't matter how much success you have everywhere else. It seems like that's the end-all, be-all in so many of these universities.
Yeah, that's because it is. You're exactly right. And as Tausch put it, when we talked to Sean, like, you got to get football right. Like, that's the most important thing, because it pays all the other bills. And guess what? Barry Alvarez got football right. Right? First as the coach with Pat Richter as the athletic director, and then as the athletic director with Brett Bielema taking over as the coach. Right? I mean, You know, I'm not the biggest Brett Bielema fan by any means, but he definitely was the right coach to follow Barry. And then when he got it wrong with Gary Anderson, then he turned it around and got it right with Paul Chryst. So is everything right from the jump? No, but he said he'd already talked to the coaches. He said he'd talked to the 25 top donors. The fact that this guy sent us a text message tells me that he is high energy and active and wants to make sure that he is not just sitting on his hands and crossing his fingers and hoping that things play out. And, you know, I saw a quote from Mark Johnson today to Mike Lucas of the Capital Times, who obviously was a longtime columnist in the newspaper business, and then was at UW for a long time. And Mark Johnson basically calling him the shepherd and saying that we were all a bunch of sheep that were all over the place and that now they've got the right guy to be the shepherd to bring everyone together. I thought that was a really good sign about what a non-revenue coach thought of Sean Eichhorst, one, and two, that he, it was a really big indictment of where things were with Mac. Like, I don't know how you take that any other way other than they were a bunch of independent contractors as coaches, and the athletic director didn't do a good enough job to pull everyone together in one direction.
Well, switching gears to some Packers.
Doves, you're so quiet. Is your mic on?
Yes, it is, but Wally's just such a college football guy that if I were to interrupt.
No, you're actually quiet. Like, literally quiet.
No, you're quiet like the volume is quiet. No, I want
you.
Well,
that's
embarrassing.
Believe
me, I, no one has ever called you quiet from what I can tell.
Thank you. Does this sound better, everybody?
We're better.
That's
all right,
great.
Cool.
Thank you. Yes, great. Much better.
So, Packers.
Wait a minute. you were a big time softball player.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I want to say, as someone who covered softball and every other quote unquote non revenue sport during my time and my career,
mm-hmm.
like I didn't bring it up because obviously we had a lot to get to with Sean Eichhorst when he was on, but I darn well hope that he's on top of making sure that all of those quote unquote non revenue sports are being well taken care of and are in position to succeed. But the bottom line is you got to get football right so those other sports have the revenue they need to be successful. Now, on to the Packers.
Awesome. Okay. I know we kind of talked about this like way back in January, but do you think that Matt LaFleur, like training camp 21 days away, do you think Matt LaFleur is actually under pressure this season? Or are fans just getting so tired of, like, being close that they're saying that he's under pressure? Does the organization actually feel like that?
I think Matt LaFleur, and I personally, oh, here comes the storm. I personally did not, you know, I didn't ask the question. But when he was asked late in the season if he felt like he was coaching for his job, I was really proud of his answer. Like, I thought he nailed the answer, which was basically, look, I feel like I'm always coaching for my job,
mm-hmm.
which is the attitude that I think you should have. So I really liked that, and I think he's going to treat it like he's still under pressure and coaching for his job. I think they've got a good football team. I do not believe that they will miss the playoffs. Do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl right now? I do not believe that. We'll see if they end up being good enough. But I think he's under pressure to win in the postseason. They went to back-to-back NFC championship games his first 2 years, and then they lost as the number one seed in 2021. And then they won the one. They missed the playoffs in 22. They won the game in Dallas, and they haven't won a playoff game since. So basically, since going to back-to-back NFC title games his first 2 years, they've won one playoff game. That's not enough. Not enough. And he knows that. And guess what? It's not enough for him. Like, I know it's not enough for the fans, and I know they're disappointed. But, like, it's not like he's okay with that. He's disappointed, too. He needs to win more, and he wants to win more. And I just, you know, there's a lot of folks that are down on him. I don't know how big that crowd is. I'm guessing it's about a third of the fan base. But, look, they got to be better. And he knows that. We all know that. And I'm very eager to see if he delivers. Look, I think this season is a step forward season. Win the division for the first time since 2021. Win a playoff game. If you get to the NFC championship game, awesome. If you get to the divisional round, which you haven't done very much in the last several years, that's important and that's valuable and that's a step forward. But as I said on our State of the Packers show from Summerfest, I think the target is be a Super Bowl team in the 2027 season. And we'll see. Maybe they get there early, but remember, I covered a team that built to winning the Super Bowl in 1996 before you guys were born.
Well, one of us.
Yeah.
Well, you were barely born. I keep forgetting.
He was like 10.
I was 3. Shut up.
You were not 10. He was, yeah. I was going to say he was a toddler at
that. That was so mean.
Sorry. Jason, is it pouring?
Yes, that's rain.
It is. Boring.
Sounded like he was underwater. And I gotta go
get Sydney. I gotta go in and get Sydney her noodles, and I gotta go run through the pouring rain to go get it.
Okay.
Not happy about it.
Well, Jason, we hope you get home safe. Be careful out there. Thank you as always for the time, and we'll catch up with you with sunnier skies on Friday.
All right, sounds good, guys. Take care. Be good.
The great Jason Wilde battling the storm for us.
That's so funny.
Well, it's funny because during that last little bit, I heard the same thing. And I'm like, is that rain that I'm hearing pounding on the windshield?
Yeah.
And I pulled up because naturally, Kale, Zomer, Wade Bates, myself, we're the severe weather team. So we've been looking all day.
Yeah.
And Green Bay's just like getting abused right now. And that's, I'm like, oh, so, boy.
Well, because I was like, huh, sounds a little underwater over there.
Yeah, he might be. I mean, he might be swimming back to his car, it sounds like, after he passes off some noodles.
There is nothing worse than like having to get out of your car when it's raining or go to your car.
Well, okay, that's so a mad. Good question before we go to break. I'm curious, how long are you willing to sit? Do you like give it 5-10 minutes? Do you say, screw it, I'm just going in, I don't care?
I will always say, screw it, I don't care. Because here's my thing is, I usually have an umbrella in my car. So if worst comes to worst, I'll take my umbrella. But it has happened before. I'm at my apartment. I don't have the umbrella in my apartment because I keep forgetting to bring the umbrella in from my car into the apartment. So I take a plastic bag. I don't like open it up and put it over my head. I drape it over my head, or I wear a hood, and I sprint to my car. I actually have a funny story about rain. We were one time in Buffalo, New York with my family. We were going to Niagara Falls. My uncle, this is the same uncle who brought a gallon-sized bag of stevia onto the plane and was confused why TSA stopped him.
A bag of what?
Stevia, sugar.
Stevia, so that's stevia. Just a brand of sugar?
It's a white powder.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll
probably
get it done.
I told a story on Hometown Today. He brought a gallon-sized bag of that and was confused why they stopped him for a bag of white powder.
They thought he was Pablo Escobar at the border.
Yep. And we were in Niagara Falls. We were at a hotel. It was downpouring, like storming. Everybody got out of the car. It was not that long of far of a walk. I am talking about minimal rain on you. He waited an hour. We were like, get out of the car.
He waited. That's
an hour.
That's about 50 minutes longer than I'd ever even consider.
I get too impatient.
I do too. So, okay, I'm with you, by the way. I'm too stubborn anyways. I always get out.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to even consider it, it's when you know you're at the tail end of the storm where the sun's out. You're just waiting now. You're like, the clouds are past me. I just got to wait a minute. That's the only time I'd consider it.
Yeah, to be honest, I will always go because I don't want to be, I'm an impatient person.
Oh, shock there.
All right.
The Brewers are going to be playing under sunny skies tonight as they try to get 4 straight wins over the Cardinals, 5 straight overall, as they play their 5-game series. Chance to go up 4-0 tonight. We'll talk about that. Talk about the other teams in Wisconsin, because one question I want to pose to you, I want you to think over to break, Dobes, is if you think about all the professional teams in Wisconsin, if you include the Wisconsin Badgers to that mix, who do you believe has the most pressure on them to get to whatever those goals that team should have in your eyes? Who has that most pressure this upcoming season? That's next here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Ball Weg Implement is your John Deere lawn care headquarters. Thinking of a new John Deere compact utility tractor? Want to know how to maintain your tractor? Stop in Saturday at 9 a.m. for their compact tractor service clinic and ride and drive the full line at their Beaver Dam location on North Spring Street. And they can offer 0% financing and cash off on many compact tractor models. Remember, 9 a.m. this Saturday. Compact Tractor Service Clinic, Ball Weg Implement in Beaver Dam. Online anytime at ballweg.biz.
Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. For consumer and ag use only, down payment may be required. Available now through August 4th.
Refresh your yard this summer with 4th of July savings from The Home Depot. Choose your power starting at $99 with tools from trusted names like Ryobi and Milwaukee. From backyard get-togethers to end-of-summer upgrades, 4th of July savings on cordless tools deliver the power and mobility to keep up with every job without slowing you down. power on the go is here, and summer projects are easier than ever with the Home Depot. While supplies last, see store or online for details.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. You play for the win, not just on game day, every day. Channel that drive into your money. Robinhood puts you in control, all on one platform. You expect more from yourself, expect more from your money. Get started today at Robinhood.com/yourmoney. Again, that's Robinhood.com/yourmoney. Your money, your move.
I've been a member for a long time. I prefer the credit union over a bank, and the interest rate on my credit card is so much better.
Market-leading rates and supportive staff help you maximize your money at every stage.
Every employee I have interacted with has been excellent and has made me feel like a valued member. The rates are competitive, but the employees serving the members are exceptional.
Get where you're going faster with great rates and exceptional service. Visit mpeople.com to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
For continued coverage of your local high school and pro sports teams, spend the weekday 4 o'clock hours with The Damn Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, you got to head on over to our friends at Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards, you're into Pokemon cards, doesn't matter. Real Sports Cards has you covered with live break streaming right there on the app. You can grab individual cards on the go. You can be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as those packs get open. You can go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with the Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Pressure. Under pressure. I should have played that going in.
No, ew.
You don't like the Under Pressure song?
I don't even know what is that even called?
Isn't it just Under Pressure?
I don't know.
That's a bad look for me if I got that wrong. That ain't going to be on that side, Dubs. You're wasting your time. However.
What?
We're talking pressure today. And I will pose the question right before we went to break. As we look over this next calendar year, as the Brewers are in the midst of their season right now, the Bucks just finishing up their last season in the Badgers football and Packers football coming up here in just about a month and a half, 2 months' time. I'm curious, who has the most pressure on them this year to perform? I'm not saying to win it all. I'm saying to reach those goals. And whatever you deem those as, when you talk about pressure right now, Ashley, looking across Wisconsin, what organization, whether it's the University of Wisconsin with the football, we just talked about hiring a new athletic director. Who is it that has the most pressure on them this next year?
I think it is the Packers. I don't think that the Brewers, we've said, how many times have we talked about this? There's the salary cap that's non-existent. The Brewers aren't, everybody wants to buy in, and I am exactly like that. I buy in every year. I am very confident this is our year. We'll see. But if we fail again, if we lose in the NLDS, the NLCS, whatever it is, it's going to be sad, but it's not going to be as surprising as when the Packers have lost in the past. Packers lose that wild card game to the Bears, which also hurts with the Bears.
You're up three scores at half.
Yep. Packers lose that. And like Wildy said, in Matt LaFleur's tenure as coach, he has won one playoff game. So right now, for the 2026 season, the Wisconsin Athletics, the team with the most pressure has to be the Packers. Would you agree?
I would disagree. With the Packers, I would agree on your sentiment with the Brewers. I'm right. Get the buzzer ready for you. But the Brewers, if they do fall short, I think there's almost a level of acceptance right now until they're perhaps
100%.
But like, if there's a lockout, maybe it changes things.
It just, like, sucks when you look at the, like, the Brewers and you look at baseball as a whole, because it is so fun to watch. It is so fun to, you know, really buy in. And then come October, you're just like, great, the damn Dodgers are in there again.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a rich kids club.
It is. It's a rich kids club. And I just, that bothers me. And again, I think that the Packers, if they don't take that next step and are good and are not a play and win a playoff game this year, I think you're going to find a lot of unhappy Packers fans and Wisconsin fans. And then you start calling into question, is this team really even good?
You're right, but you're not as right as you could be. Because the Packers have a lot of pressure on this next year. Individuals have a lot of pressure on them this next year.
So you say individuals more than team.
If the Packers go 8-9 like this year, they miss the playoffs. Matt LaFleur is likely out of a job. Goody's very possibly out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
But the core is still there. The frustration would be, this feels like a Super Bowl team that is not living up to the expectations. It wouldn't be a, let's gut the operation, let's just tear down and restart. It would be, let's get a new voice in there. Let's get a new, DNA, a new chemistry in that locker room. That is affecting a small group of people. The Wisconsin Badgers football team, if they fall short this next year again, you have the instance now where you have a new athletic director who's going to be looking to bring in his own person. The dollars still have to come in. And at some point, the farther you get away from the glory days of Wisconsin Badgers football being relevant, the more unlikely it is you're going to get back there unless you shell out cash. That's the world we live in now. You're going to have to pay to play. The Badgers, if they fall short again, the problem is that you are going to have to pay a coach out the wazoo to entice one of these top guys, a program changer, into this building. You're going to hear the names like Jim Leonard, more of these old school, let's just run it back Wisconsin football. That's great in theory, but the dollars still matter in the recruiting battle. The NIL now, you're seeing offensive linemen leave the state in droves. That's got to change. Build a wall around the state of Wisconsin again for your recruits. Be competent again, because if you're not this year, it's more than coaches. You're talking about a program that is, it's used to being average or below average now.
So does this all fall onto Sean Eichhorst, in your opinion?
No.
Or no? Is it a mixture of Eichhorst and Fickell?
I think Eichhorst has, from a talk about pressure perspective, he has the best case scenario for him because he's almost on a gap year.
Yeah, it's like,
this ain't my guy.
I didn't pick him.
I didn't pick, this isn't my guy. You hired me at the, it was either end of June or beginning of July. My days are getting, I think it was beginning of July still.
I think it was literally like last week, which was the end of June, beginning of July.
So it's like, you can't fire this coach with 2 months before the season.
No.
He has the luxury of, well, you know what? We're going to let it play out. We're going to see the vision through.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work this year, we're going to get our own guy. He bought himself, or he's going to get, he didn't buy it, he got the job. He's got himself 12 months of free grace now. It's Luke Fickell, it's that staff. It's going to be those guys that are going to be potential transfers that are going to be looking to go elsewhere or might be forced to go elsewhere. The pressure is on that program itself more than it is this year on the athletic director. And we had sunshine and rainbows shown to us in the lead up to last year. Look how great the culture is. People are fired up to get in the locker room again. We're really excited to show Wisconsin football's back. And it wasn't.
And it wasn't.
But why is it going to change this year?
Yeah. But I feel like the Badgers and the state as a whole is going to be okay if the Badgers just show progress with their football team. So while they have pressure, I think that it's going to be they don't need to win a national title. They don't need to, you know, win the Big Ten. They just have to show progress to get people to buy back in. So while they have a lot of pressure on them, I still think the Packers are going to have the most pressure trying to get to win a playoff game.
If I was going to argue with you, one advantage too, you talk about schedules for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
The NFC North is arguably the best division in the entire NFL.
Oh, here we go, talking about division 6 months prior to the...
Oh, and by the way, do you have any audio from the...
Well, I should have, and if anybody missed it, Wally was claiming that he used to not... He, like, didn't say anything about the NL Central yesterday.
No. Rewind the clips. No.
What'd you say?
No, I was saying that I didn't say doom and gloom that the season was over in April, which
neither
you
did
were
alluding
I.
to. When did I say that?
Now this is going to turn into an audio war. This
when
is an audio
I
war
say
tomorrow.
That the Brewers season was over. I didn't. I didn't.
I didn't say that you said that either.
You did.
No, I was saying what you said about me.
I was saying what you were saying
this
about me.
This is the
me.
Michael Scott thing. It's the pointing the fingers. We're everybody turn around.
Everybody stand down.
And it's going to be you. It's going to be you. I'm going to pull the receipts tomorrow for you. And you're not... I'll give you the opportunity. You can bring receipts yourself, but I will bring receipts.
Okay, fine. We'll let the listeners judge who's right.
To your point, though, the NFC North is a bear. Not, no pun intended. You have six games against some of the better teams in football before you even get to the rest of your regular season slate. It's going to be very hard to win a division when you have teams like the Lions that even with the offseason they've had are going to be players. The Bears, who are going to be trying to build on their best season in a long time. The Vikings now potentially having a quarterback controversy. Okay. They believe they didn't have
the
season that reflected who they were last year. The Badgers have a much easier schedule. Mm-hmm. Last year was one of the hardest schedules in the entire Division I college football. Mm-hmm. This year, it's going to be much more obtainable. You have to get to eight wins. You have to be in a bowl. If you don't get eight wins, you have to beat one of the Hercules that you have on that schedule. If you don't do that, heads are going to roll.
Okay. Agree to disagree, I guess.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I mentioned those sunshiny days down in St. Louis. The Milwaukee Brewers looking for four straight W's. Potentially a five-game sweep tomorrow. We'll get to that in an exciting debut right after the break here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Ben Strife, head baseball coach at Horicon High School. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Go Marchmen.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
The Partyville Fire Department responded to a pole shed fire and a rollover crash in the town of Wysena on the 4th of July weekend. Beaver Dam police are reminding motorists to stay in the right lane except when passing. A Milwaukee man has been sentenced in a Fond du Lac fentanyl overdose death. He'll be sentenced to 6 years of extended supervision after 15 years of initial confinement. The Wisconsin DOJ says the state has joined a multi-state lawsuit challenging new federal Medicaid work rule provisions. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office is accepting applications now for its Citizens Academy through August 28th. And finally, Dakota Moreau Aerial is being recognized by the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center for its professional aerial photography of the area. I'm Justin Wilski with your ESPN News.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Hi, I'm Josh Schneider, president of Silica for Your Home. If you're ready to upgrade your home, I invite you to visit Silica, your one-stop shop for appliances, electronics, furniture, bedding, and more. Since 1922, we've proudly served our community with quality products and exceptional service you can trust. Our experienced team is here to help every step of the way, from sales to delivery and installation to service after the sale. Visit us at shopsilica.com or stop by our stores and see why it's Silica for your home.
Looking for summer fun? Head to Beaverfest July 10th and 11th at Tahoe Park in Beaver Dam. This free community festival celebrates America's 250th anniversary with the theme Red, White, and Boom. Friday features the Beaverland Muskies Water Ski Show, live music, and great food. Saturday brings the Kids Zone Cardboard Boat Regatta, pontoon rides, a petting zoo, live entertainment, and a spectacular fireworks show that lights up the night. Get the full schedule at visitbeaverdam.com or the Beaverfest Facebook page. Join us for a good time.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the mystery player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV morning show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the mystery player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the Game, all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
Prizes,
exclusive experiences,
even cash money. You want it? We've got it. Find a list of all contests and official rules by visiting dailydodge.com/contests.
That's dailydodge.com/contests.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Your favorite local sports teams, your favorite local sports hosts. On 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
And welcome back to the Damn Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. God, I love that song. I had to let it breathe a little bit. I feel like we always cut that too early. That was perfect. Do you even know that song?
No.
How do you... That was... We had a CD when I was growing up. It was Stadium Anthems.
What's a CD?
I know you're just trying to rile me up now, and I'm not going to let it happen. We would play backyard baseball in my backyard, believe that or not, with my dad, brother, and I when we were growing up, and he had this CD. It was Stadium Anthems.
4 score and 7 years ago. What about the baseball?
No, go ahead. What else were you going to dunk on me for?
What else was in the baseball in the backyard?
Baseball in the backyard. We had the CD, Stadium Anthems. And it was an ESPN-themed one. And it had about 15 of these songs that you would hear in every single stadium that you'd go around in football and baseball.
That's actually pretty cool.
And it fired me up every single time. And I cannot find the CD anywhere. I want to recreate it on my own little app that I can have music on. That's what I want.
Okay. That would be pretty cool.
You're mean. Anyways.
Why? I didn't even do anything.
The Milwaukee Brewers won both games of their doubleheader yesterday. First one a little bit closer than the second. In the second game, 7 runs in a barrage in one half inning, about middle of the game, put the Brewers up for good, 10-2, which saw in that debut Luis Lara.
He is fast.
He is a fast gentleman.
Did you see he was like under 10 seconds from first base to home or something like that?
That's crazy to think about, too. Because, yeah, he comes up clutch, gets that 2 RBI base knock in his debut. And then I didn't realize it was under 10 seconds from first to home.
I don't know what the official was, but he was at first base. And I think it was on, like, a single or a double. It was on a double. He scored. He is insanely fast. It's crazy.
I'm going to have to pull that up. That's a crazy number. It doesn't shock me either because I'm pretty sure the fastest like home run trot on like a inside the park home run, it's somewhere in that 13 to 14 second range. That sounds right, but it's part of that excitement with these guys that you're bringing up right now. Not only do you have just elite gloves that you're initiating and bringing aboard to this team right now, but there is so much speed, and with that, you're going to be able to play that Brewers baseball that Pat Murphy so loves this team to do, where it is small ball, where you get on first. We're going to try to move the runner up. We're going to try to be aggressive and steal some bases. When you have guys like Lara, I mean, that's such a breath of fresh air when you get a guy like this in the middle of the season. It feels like you hit on a trade piece And he didn't have to do anything except call up one of these guys that you've had waiting in the wings.
Yeah, exactly. And how fun is it to, I don't know, maybe I'm just more tuned in this year. I don't think that's the case because I was pretty tuned in last year. But it's so cool how we've had two of our prospects make their MLB debuts.
Well, in the last couple weeks, too. And it's not even the debuts that teams throughout the year will have three or four guys debut. And a lot of the times it's the, hey, we need somebody to be a spot starter.
Yeah.
And you bring them in for a couple games. They know it's a short stint. You just don't want to take away any of these minor league options for players that you want up here in the long term. This isn't like that. These are guys that you're bringing a part of this group that says, hey, if we are going to take that next step, if we're going to beat a team like the Los Angeles Dodgers in October, we need these young guns to come up. We need them to gel immediately and be a part of this group that, I mean, it feels like they're every year they're pushing that ceiling just a little higher, and it's a heavy-ass ceiling right now.
Yeah.
But I said this last year. 2 years ago, I didn't buy in. I really didn't believe. Last year, I got myself bought in. I'm not going to say hurt like you guys. I'm not a true Brewers fan like you guys are. But I really bought in and I thought that we were going to be able to see something special and they run into a juggernaut. That could happen again. I'm not saying it couldn't, but this year, if you can find a way to be healthy in the rotation, if you can avoid those big injuries in August and September, I have no reason why not to believe this team could come out of the NL.
Yeah, and if they do, we're winning the whole thing, Wally.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No, well, if you beat the Dodgers, why not? Why not us?
Why not us? I just want the Dodgers not to be in the league. Or I'm sorry, I don't want them to be in the playoffs. Let them like fall.
Probably not gonna get your wish.
Yeah,
on
well,
that one.
Wally, people can hope and dream, okay?
You can hope all you want. I tell you what, but that's all that's gonna be. They will be there. You're gonna have to go through them. Very possibly gonna have to go through the Atlanta Braves or the Philadelphia Phillies. Who knows? Maybe the Pittsburgh Pirates. So.
Okay, you're 11 games back.
Hey, you just have to get into the dance, okay? You just have to find a dance partner.
Yeah, okay. Whatever lets you sleep at night, Walter.
I will sleep fine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We are going to do our Wednesday over-unders here in just a moment, but you can get in on the action with us here because during the break, we're going to be taking callers, and whoever's the first one that calls in and has the right answer to Dobbs' question she's going to ask in a minute is going to be getting a Milwaukee County Zoo 4-pack of tickets that are good through August. Chance to celebrate the summer with the kids. Go out there. Go. Well, what animal would you want to see when you're at the zoo? What's top of the order for you?
I really like the farm animals for some reason at the Milwaukee County
Zoo. Farm animals? You're going to the zoo for farm animals?
No, like Wally, like you can feed goats and they have really good ice cream there.
We got some farms around here. I can give some calls out there. You can start feeding some animals.
Fine. Fine. I like to see the monkeys. Does that make you feel better? Does that make you feel better, Wally? I hope it does.
It does a little bit, yeah.
I'm going to give my question now.
That's fine. My answer was cheetah.
Okay. Over, under 3. How many straight seasons have the Packers gone without a 1,000-yard receiver?
Over, under 3. Over, seasons, under three. The Packers.
Straight seasons the Packers have gone without a 1,000-yard receiver.
Easy enough. Call
the
into the show now.
Open 920-887-9595.
Call into the show. Be the right answer. You're going to the Milwaukee Zoo with three of your closest friends or family members. It's that easy. Stick around here. On the other side of the break, we will round out our show with over-unders here on the Damn Sports Show. 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Chance of thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 67. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 80. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 84 degrees.
ESPN Beaver Dam weather updates are brought to you by JB Mechanical. Before the heat takes your home to extra innings, call JB Mechanical for AC tune-ups, repairs, and installs. So whether it's your scoreboard or your thermostat, the numbers stay right where you want them.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
We've got American Legion Baseball Friday night on Daily Dodge TV as Beaver Dam Post 146 White Construction plays host to Horicon Post 157 at the BDHS Diamond. Coverage begins at 5:45 with the first pitch set for 6 o'clock. It's presented by Columbus Family Dental, Hometown Glass and Improvement, and the Beaver Dam Unified School District. Beaver Dam and Horicon, American Legion Baseball Friday night on Daily Dodge TV.
Women's health is a lifelong journey. At Prairie Ridge Health, we're here with you every step of the way. From routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between, our team provides compassionate care tailored toward women. Now offering certified nurse, midwives, and urogynecology care. Learn more at prairieridge.health/womenshealth. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Hi, I'm attorney David Gruber. After an accident, you need a trusted winning team on your side. For more than 30 years, Gruber Law Offices has helped Wisconsin families get the results they deserve. If you've been injured, call our firm today for a free consultation. We're available 24/7, Wisconsin's own Gruber Law Offices, proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. One call, that's all.
Ugh, Randy, my kitchen and bathroom are straight out of the 90s.
Oh, like Friends reruns 90s? Or dial-up internet 90s?
Full-on dial-up, Randy. Oak cabinets, busy countertops, it's all very talk to the hand.
Sounds like your spaces need some serious upgrades. A professional floor covering, we do more than floors. We've got cabinets, countertops, and design help to take your kitchen from all that to all this.
So no more as if every time I walk in?
Totally. We'll help you ditch the outdated look and bring your kitchen and bathroom into this century. You'll totes be feeling like you're in a spa, but like without all the whispering. Unless you want that, I guess. Get the process started by visiting proflr.com or stop by our showroom in Beaver Dam.
Nice, bro. These renovations are gonna be the bomb.
No doubt.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/actnow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Prairie Ridge Health now offers podiatry services in Columbus and Sun Prairie. From surgical solutions to diabetic foot care, our podiatry team is here to help you get back on your feet. Our board-certified foot and ankle surgeon treats foot and ankle injuries and disorders, fractures, bunions, plantar fasciitis, and offers diabetic foot care. Prairie Ridge Health, delivering specialized foot and ankle treatments close to home. Learn more at prairieridge.health.
Keep your cool when things heat up. If your air conditioner is struggling, Air Care in Beaver Dam has a toolbox full of solutions just for you. Whether your equipment needs a tune-up or repair, service is available all day, every day. And if it's time for something new, Air Care has the staff, experience, and equipment ready to go. Visit aircareinc.com or call 920-356-8860 and stay cool this summer with Air Care.
Whether it's the Golden Beavers, the Rockets, or the Warriors, the Dam Sports Show talks about your favorite local teams on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. And it's presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
And welcome back to the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Congratulations to Grant from HorrorCon calling in during the break, winning himself a 4-pack of tickets to the Milwaukee County Zoo. Sure, he's going to be more excited to see the cheetahs than the farm animals, but whatever.
All right, cool. Whatever. It's fine. It's really fine.
Uh-huh. Barn animals
well,
at the
Wally,
zoo.
Well, Wally, do you even know the answer to our question?
I did not get the answer. Well, for people that were just tuning in, the question was...
Over under three.
Over under three.
How many straight seasons have the Packers gone without a 1,000-yard receiver?
I'd probably say over. My guess would have been Devontae Adams.
Walter! That you drilled it.
Well, just because since Devontae's gone, the problem has been there's been a million twos around.
Yep. So they have, since 2022, the Packers have not had a receiver that has gone over 1,000 yards.
Wow. I can't believe it's been that recently, too, that Devontae was here. Part of me is...
I know. Doesn't it feel like it was ages ago?
I don't know why. Part of me was thinking, like, right around COVID, if not pre-COVID. But, yeah, he was still, obviously, still a part of those teams with... some tough losses, but hey, you know what? Let's get some positive ones in here. I'm sure we got some more to round out the show. Over under time. Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski, and Ashley Dobrzynski. The floor is yours. What's next?
Okay, Wally, this one's tough. Over under 0.5. How many NFL players had 20 plus sacks?
It was obviously over. Miles Garrett set the record this year.
I was kidding. That one's like. I teed it up for you.
I mean, that was like
you dunked on me.
That was, are you smarter than like a pre-K kid?
Oh, okay, ready? Over under 2.5. How many NBA players averaged at least 28 points per game in the 2025-2026 regular season?
Oh, gosh, I'm doomed. I'm going to say over because that would make my life hell because
what's
that's going to be harder. It's more.
Yeah, you just said over.
Yeah, and it is over, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
How
I'm gonna
many
say,
do you think it is?
I'd say SGA was one of the names.
Yep.
Is Jokic still getting there?
Nope. Wait, Jokic?
Yeah.
Nope.
Maybe you're going to look out. Was Brunson one of them?
Nope.
I don't think I got this one.
Luka
Doncic.
Doncic and Anthony Edwards.
All right, one more. Let me try to get back right.
Okay. Over under 0.5.